Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to worsen every relationship. Wow! Everybody wants to know, okay. It's so easy to do. And I will tell you how easy it is. To give advice without permission. Many times it is so somebody wants just to tell about their problems, and that is true for our spouse, for our close relationship, and want to be honest and don't want any advice. Want just to tell what is happening. When we give a clever advice, when we have advice, we can provide for advice, then we ask for permission. I have a good idea. For instance, can I tell this? This will work out. Then if we are together and want to just to tell what's happening and so on, we don't want advice, and many people don't want to hear about our problems, that should be also okay. Then this is a wrong partner for us to speak about our problems. Another thing is, if you imagine you are telling something what's very seriously for you, you very important, and comes all the time one advice, it stops you to tell the whole story. And if this happens again and again, first you feel dumb stupid that you have done this mistake, and then the other is telling you you are totally wrong. This you don't want to hear. Okay? Make it simple. The next big problem is for close relationships that we don't acknowledge their feelings. This means I check always the feelings of the people. Okay, I should do so. And then I see what is missing, or he's sad, depressed, and then I can address a person because with the feelings I connect. So, and if I'm in a close relationship, or everybody, then I expect that the other person is honest and don't make here a great show. It shows how happy he is, and inside, totally sad, depressed, angry, and so on. So I expect that the other is showing me his feelings, and I don't want to block their feelings. I want to have intimacy, and only over feelings human being can connect. So when I see there's something wrong, then I ask everything all right, and the other people can tell me their problems and why the person is so sad, depressed, and so on. That's fine, for sure, giving no advice. And the third biggest mistake is our spouse, friend, or want an advice, and we say, we don't care, I don't know, it's up to you. With this, we show that we don't have any interest. Even we don't know, we can ask smart, clever questions. And through this question, the other person can find the solution. So we help him. So when we said we don't care, then we say why we don't care, because a different solution will bring the same outcome. So we can choose regardless what, it is always the same. And if we say up to you, our partner want to find for each other for a good solution for both of us. And then we say up to you, then we put the responsibility on him or on her. This is not what expected, sondern he want or she want that we are participating in the decision. And then we have to find together the solution and not to show no interest. Okay, thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.